Mobile.
So I'm out early again.
For whatever reason, I thought you were Mike. I don't know why I had it in my head, even though you said HKX. Oh, Lord.
Early.
Road next to my house, they're patching it up. It's worse than it was before.
Sorry, get patched that South Carolina does.
Yeah, like, they're not even patching holes. They're doing, like, long swaths of it. But then it's bumpy, it's crap. I don't know what, I don't understand what it's supposed to be doing.
It's just sealing the asphalt to keep it from getting soft underneath it. But it makes it rough as all get out.
I leave the whole road.
Enough of your tax money yet. Only thing the government's good at is wasting money and time.
Fortunately. Today, the Supreme Court starts hearing oral arguments for the vaccine mandate, or not, you know, the OSHA, the whole OSHA thing for the vaccine and the test.
What would that, like I usually do on stuff, but where are they at on it?
The Supreme Court's going to start hearing the arguments. I'm sure nothing will be decided today. And depending on which way it goes, either the OSHA mandate will stand, and there'll be testing for companies that have over 100 employees that have to mandate either weekly testing for the unvaccinated, or if you're vaccinated, you don't have to do it, but you do have to wear a mask and all that good crap all the time.
I don't know how we got to where we're at. There's no logic behind it that I can find.
I really feel like once they start mandating vaccines or doing the weekly testing for the people that don't want to do it, and I know the governor down here says he's not going to do it, but I just don't know how you get around it long term, but I think people start trying to look for other employment means.
I'm already hearing about companies that are hiring only unvaxxed, and you hear about ones that are hiring vaxxed. And you hear about them laying or firing people that are vaxxed to get down under the 100 so they don't have to deal with that. I mean, you're creating a bigger divide in this country instead of repairing what really needs to be fixed in this country.
And, you know, I've been talking to other section leaders that I work with, and I think once this weekly testing goes in, if it goes into effect, which it's technically in effect now, the CDC will start fining people next week unless the Supreme Court does something to change that, and then they'll start fining people for the vaccine, the weekly testing stuff in February.
And, I mean, you're going to put a lot of smaller businesses out. You know, that company that has 101 employees, you find them, you may end up putting them out of business, some of them.
Well, but I think it leans more towards punishing the unvaccinated. You know, people decide they don't want it or don't want to continue with the shots. You know, like me, I mean, I got my first couple, but I really don't know if I want the booster. If they change it to where I'm no longer considered fully vaccinated, then I'd have to get the booster or do the weekly. But I really think that's what it's about. It's just trying to make it as rough on people that don't want to get the shot as possible.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I'm right there in the same boat. I'm unvaccinated all the way around. But when they took the liability away from the companies for medical complications to the shot is what got me. They've got something to hide.
I wasn't really sold. I wasn't, but it was between sticking a cotton swab up my nose every week. I'd probably end up doing it, but I really, really didn't want to do it.
That are in your position, and some of them are going to go the other way. So I don't know, and I really don't know where the country's heading with that one, but I don't think it's going to be too good.
Positive note, I just passed the place, and diesel's $3.19 a gallon.
Well, over in Brea, it's under $3 a gallon.
Makes sense. I mean, I remember, I remember it wasn't that long ago, I go to fill my truck up. You know, normally if I'm just trying to get some fuel in it before I go to work, I put 20 in it. And I remember there were days where I go to fill up, me like, thinking the pump's not messed up because I get more fuel than I'm used to with 20 gallons. Now, if I don't put $35 in the truck, it ain't worth trying to fill it up or put some fuel in it in the morning.
Back when I started driving my diesel trucks, the four trucks I have, it's got dual tanks on it, and I could stop and fill it up for $40. I mean, that's both tanks. Now it'll cost me $80 to $100 to fill one tank.
Point where when you go to those certain gas stations and you do your debit, it'll cut you off before you can actually fill your tank up.
Dealing with that for years.
Cut you off at $75, that never made any sense.
Fill this excursion up, you're dropping some coin, let's put it that way. It's got a 50-gallon tank on it.
Yeah, mine, I don't know exactly what mine's at. I think it's got to be either, it feels like it holds a ton of fuel. And, if I try to fill it up, certain gas stations, and, you know, it's going to drop below a quarter tank, you're not going to fill it up in one shot. You're going to have to redo it again.
QT's and the 7-Elevens, they cut you off at $100. Sphinx cut you off at $75, and that's where most everybody else is at, too.
And I know Sphinx does it at $75, which is crazy. But that ain't a lot of fuel.
And then, like when I stop to fill the tool truck up, I'm usually 2 to 3 times trying to get the pump to fill it up. That's how come I quit letting it get below a half a tank.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. If mine gets to a quarter tank now, I'll end up putting $20 or $30 back into it just to get it back above half a tank. Cause I won't be stuck on the daggum interstate with less than a quarter tank of fuel.
Example of that, what was it, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Them people in Virginia, God, I feel sorry for them. I mean, some of them spent 19, 20-something hours in their car.
It was bad. I don't know how you could let somebody sit like that for that long. I mean, surely they could have done something.
I agree. And now, governor said, well, it's y'all's fault for not being more prepared for it. Or anything up your way, any bad weather?
Inability to be self-reliant. They don't think for themselves. They figure somebody will come rescue them all the time.
Yeah, I agree with that. Did y'all get any snow or anything up your way?
No, nothing here. Just freezing rain and a couple icy patches. Nothing big to worry about.
It's been rain down here. Rained a little bit yesterday when I was getting off work. But it was 50-something degrees, so that wasn't an issue. But now that it's 30-something, it ain't doing anything, which is fine by me.
Yeah, I'm with you. You can keep that. I'd rather just have the rain. I'm not much on the snowy stuff anymore.
I don't mind one good one, you know, at least a good one. I'll actually stay home with his kids. If it's gonna half do it, I don't care. You know, I mean, I don't mind seeing it, but if it's gonna do it, I need it to do it. That way I can be home from work and go sledding with the kids. Other than that, man, I might as well just keep it.
But like we were talking the other morning, I get to choose mine, but I have to base it on what everybody else is doing. And from past experience, it ain't worth me coming out and risking anything.
And for me, you know, if the interstates aren't shut down, I pretty much got to go. And so I'll brave it out either way until they finally call off work. And if a bunch of people don't show up, they'll end up calling it off, and then I got to drive back home. And
I'd like to say, and I've never missed for snow up here. I was usually going to get everybody else, or enough to keep the business running, and hauling them in and back home. So I spent the day doing that, but it kept everybody going, because I was always prepared for it. The vehicles I drive are set up for it.
There's been some years where all I had was my lease car, but I mean, you pretty much got to keep a truck for some reason.
It's a 2000 Excursion that's four-wheel drive, diesel. I keep good tires on it and made ready to go. But until I got it, I had my 97 F-350 crew cab, diesel four-wheel drive that's lifted, sitting on 37-inch tall tires. I went anywhere I wanted to go.
Well, that's set up.
You still got to be smart about it. It ain't just going to go there just because of the truck. You got to learn how to drive it. But I don't know. I never had an issue getting it somewhere I needed to go. I never pushed it where I was just playing around and doing all that since I grew up. I did that when I was younger. Learned my lessons and learned how to drive in it. Now I don't have to worry too much about it.
Yeah, most people that end up getting in trouble, it's usually due to somebody being stupid, either them or somebody else.
I used to ride around and pull all those people out of the ditches and make sure they were still going on about their business. So, but hey, we're going to have to jump over the other White Oak, KO4HK.
KO4CN.
KFW.
I can't stay and talk long. I got to walk in the plant. How you doing, KO4CN?
Well, this morning, I just wanted to say happy Friday. Hope your day goes well.
Ready to get out of the truck now and head on in. You still feeling all right?
Yep, still feel good, but Mama's down now.
Hopefully she don't get it too bad.
Bad shape, but hopefully she'll start feeling better today like I did.
Yeah, that'll be good. All right, well, I wish I could stay and talk longer. Patrick's still out there on the road. They might be jumping on here in a second. So, hopefully, we'll holler at you either this weekend or sometime next week. And, like I said, I hope the wife gets feeling better. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your final.
Andrew, have an awesome day, and I'll look forward to catching you later. KN4TFW.